In case you're just tuning in, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Laura Sullivan, and it's time now for music. The New York Times went all in when describing Wayne Shorter. The paper said he is generally acknowledged to be jazz's greatest living composer. Starting with his early days jamming with John Coltrane, Shorter seemed to move Zelig-like through some of the most important combos in jazz history, from Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers to the groundbreaking fusion band Weather Report, and of course his legendary years with Miles Davis. You're listening to a piece he wrote for Miles called Orbits. Now approaching his 80th birthday, Wayne Shorter revisits that composition on his latest album, Without a Net. However, you may have a hard time recognizing it. I talked to Wayne Shorter earlier this week as he prepared for a show in New York City. He's been an avowed Buddhist for almost 40 years now, and he's pretty zen about reimagining some of his old work.
Nothing is thrown away. Nothing goes away. It's ice is getting ready to change to water. I used to ask when I was a kid, where do our words go? And I'm finding out.
And where?
They don't stop. They initiate cause and effect.
Some people might find it boring to go back and revisit an old song or to take a song that, especially one like Orbits, that is so well known. But for you, it's not boring. It's something else.
No. When you say something is boring, that means you haven't even scratched the surface of something. And boring is a trademark of being arrogant. And complacent.
You're leading an incredible band on these sessions. You've been with them for more than a decade now. And, I mean, it seems to me that jazz has a really strong tradition of apprenticeship. You know, you study under great band leaders, and then you yourself became a great band leader. What kind of aspects of working with John Coltrane or Art Blakey or Miles Davis that you received that you are now passing on to young musicians today?
The one thing they had in common was leave the musicians alone. He would say, Miles would say, leave the musicians alone. Someone would yell out to Tony Williams, the drummer is too loud. And he said, Miles said, leave the drummer alone in the microphone. And with Miles, the 6 years I was with Miles, we never talked about music. We never had a rehearsal.
So let me see if I understand this. Miles Davis and you, Wayne Shorter, some of the greatest musicians of our time, sitting around together for years, but you're not talking about music.
No, we never talked about music.
Wow.
I'm just thinking about that now. That's pretty amazing.
How did you know how to play with each other?
You know what I found out we were doing? We were actually playing music as we were talking. When we talked on the phone, Miles would say, we're going to record next week. I had a book of that I wrote music in. He said, bring the book. And when he said, bring the book like that, when we got in the studio, there's a point at which we played like that. Da-da-da-da, like that. And it just came out. And Tony would say, I'm tired of playing ding, ding, da-ding, ding, da-ding, ding, da-ding. And Herbie would say, I don't know what to do with my left hand. So Miles said, don't play with your left hand anymore on the piano.
I'm speaking with composer, band leader, and saxophone player Wayne Shorter. His new album is called Without a Net. When you perform with the wind ensemble, Imani Winds, on the piece called Pegasus, it seems like they are probably, as a wind ensemble, a little more used to the classical structure. I mean, there's not a lot of improv that's going on stage. Did you have to work with them differently than you would with your regular bandmates?
No. Jazz shouldn't have any mandates. Jazz is not supposed to be something that you're required to sound like jazz. For me, the word jazz means I dare you. And the effort to break out of something is worth more than the getting an A in syncopation. And this music is dealing with the unexpected. No one really knows how to deal with the unexpected. How do you rehearse the unknown? The challenge in jazz to be in the moment. Classical guys, they got in the moment too. Mozart got in the moment. Einstein got in the moment. You getting in the moment? You better. The moment gonna get you.
The legendary Wayne Shorter. His new album is called Without a Net. This weekend, you can sample every track at our exclusive First Listen. That's at nprmusic.org. Mr. Shorter, it's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Our program today is directed by Becky Hersher. The staff includes Phil Harrell, Lily Percy, Amy Held, Acacia Squires, Liz Baker, and Chris Connolly, with help from Sarah Ventry. Our interns are Annie Russell and Rachel Rood. The technical director is Rob Berman. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. Our weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Frederico, Krishnadev Cullimore, Steve Mullison, Dana Farrington. Our reference librarian is Key Molesky. Mathani Maturi is senior editor, and Steve Lichtai is our senior producer. And for Saturday, that's all we got. It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Laura Sullivan. Thanks for listening, and have a great night.